I'm back. I know I'm a bit late, but I was talking with one of the girls in the gym and told her how she could improve in her form, and once she got the hang of it, I realized how much time actually went past. So, I brought you your favorites from the bakery around the corner. Baby? Hello? The light was on. I know you're home. Come on now. I said I was sorry, no? Hello? There you are. Hey, I'm sorry, okay? What's up? Will my baby not talk to me today? Yes, I spend a lot of time at the gym. You know, this body doesn't stay the way it is from itself, right? Look, I'm sorry. I know I also should not make you wait, but it's not like I'm late every time. So what are you on about, huh? Whoa, mister. You are not going anywhere. No, you are not. Come here. On my lap. Dear, this was not me asking you. On my lap now. That's it. You get on my lap. You want to spend more time with me? Well, you get all my attention for the rest of the night on my lap. How does that sound? Hey, I don't want to be gone all day either, but with both of us working different times and me going to the gym almost every day, it is hard on me as well, you understand? So, when I come home and see you, I want to enjoy the time we have together and not waste it on fighting you over small stuff. You can always talk to me when there's something that's bothering you, sweetheart. But don't run away from me. Because no matter how much I train, I will never be able to catch up to you if you do that. You hear me? Thank you. Now, tell me, what's up? Wait, was that today? Oh, shoot. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you were looking forward to it. I have no excuse. I just lost track of it in my mind. You don't care about missing it live? Then why are you so upset? You feel like the gym is more important to me than you are? But that is not true. Nothing is more important than you, my baby. You hear me? I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Then tell me what you need from me to be able to trust me. You can ask for anything. I don't mind. You're my cute and wonderful boyfriend, after all. Yes, everything goes. I would love to make you happy today. You want me to pamper you? You mean like right now? Oh, you're such a cutie, you know that? Come here. Sensitive at your neck. But you're just too sweet right now. I had to taste it for myself to be sure. Yep, still the wonderful and kind and amazing and attractive boyfriend I love oh so I love you. I really do. I'm not the best at having relationships. I know I spend a lot of time apart from you. I don't like that either. I hate it, in fact. But I don't want to slack off, neither at work nor at the gym, because then I wouldn't be me anymore, no? You know me for a good chunk of time now. When do I not give 110%? I want to be there and be relied on at work. And for that, I need to do everything right. I need to be there as one of the first and leave as one of the last on my shift. And at the gym, I mean, you like my body, no? Your reaction is too cute. No, this is not a trick question. So, you like my body, right? That's what I thought. And I like it too. I also like your body a lot. It's perfect because it's your body. And that doesn't mean that I don't care about it. But this body fits you to your nature, your smile, your way of dressing. You are perfect. And I know that you're happy with yourself, which shows. You look great. All the time, I feel like I'm standing next to some model or something. But I am not lying. Charisma is key when it comes to attractiveness. And you, mister, you maxed out on your charm stat, you hear me? What I'm trying to say is, I really like myself, how I look, how I appear to others. This is the me I want to be, and I know you like it as well. Which makes me want to maintain the current form even more. The thing is, if I don't work out every day, not instantly, but slowly, but surely, I would lose some muscle mass. Would you be okay with that? Maybe someday I will not be able to carry you to bed after you fall asleep on the couch. Would you want that? Aw, but I know you would still love me. But don't act like I don't know your preference. I can see what kind of accounts you follow. Not like I had to take a look at it. I know because I live with you. I can feel your gaze, you know? And trust me, I feel flustered. I work so hard on this body. And you really seem to appreciate it. Now, the only question is, which muscles do you like the most, huh? My chest muscles? Bit cliche, but I wouldn't blame you. I'm proud of them. Or maybe you have more of a thing for my lower regions. I know, I am so unfair whenever I wear these tight leggings. Did you know I only put them on after the workout? I know you like them, so I put them on before going home. No one gets to see them but you, sweetheart. Or is it my thigh? I'm proud of these babies as well. But I don't think I want to squish your head like a watermelon. Though, if you would really want that. I'm joking. Maybe it's my abs that really turn you. Hey there, mister. No, you will not escape me. You are mine forever, and all of me is yours as well. Now relax and stay put in my lap, will you? Not as if you can escape anyway from me. That's what I like to hear. Do you want to continue the pampering? Oh, did I tease you too much? Come here, baby. I just love your flustered face the most. That is all. I'm sorry, baby. I don't want to be mean. Then tell me how you want to get pampered. Was me playing with your hair all right? Yeah? And I guess we will continue for now. I would have never known that you liked me doing this to you. All I did was give you some head pats every now and then. But I can see how much you enjoy this. Your ears are so red. So cute. Now, is there something else I can do for my baby? Oh, I mean, I was showering at the gym, but if you'd like to take a bath with me, how could I say no? I can wash you from top to bottom in the bathroom with all the lights on, just the two of us. I'm sure this will be very fun.